did the operating policies for the social development sector academy has been developed and implementation proposal has been submitted to the health and welfare system. We also had a target to approve the strategy for supporting families facing the risk of imminent removal of a family member, and the strategy was presented and approved at the forum in which the program manager, DDG Nomalo, has a sitting or an engagement with their counterparts from all the provincial departments, so which is a DDG forum. We also had, in that forum as well, she had approved the capacity building program for teenage parents as well. And finally, she had to train four provinces in terms of how to implement the national parenting program. And by end of the financial year, the four provinces specifically, which are KZN, Northwest, Limpopo, as well as Northern Cape, were trained on the national parenting program. And the remaining five provinces is targeted to be trained in the current financial year, which the financial year 17-18. Still on social crime prevention and victim empowerment, we had a target in the annual report to conduct three substance abuse education and awareness campaigns. And this was overachieved as a total of 11 anti-substance abuse education and awareness campaigns were conducted. It was one in Gauteng as a province, but the other 10 were done in tertiary institutions, which include University of Zululand, Ndoboy, the Tshwane University, UT, Tshwane University of Technology, University of Pretoria, UJ, as well as the UF, which is the University of Gauteng. And this department will continue to conduct this education, as well as the one campaign in other provinces, as well as other institutions that we couldn't visit in the country. We also had another target to capacitate all the provinces in terms of how to establish community-based assessment services, and indeed all the 9 provinces were capacitated in terms of establishing the community-based assessment services. Another target was for us to review the National Drug Master Plan 2013-17, and by the end of the financial year, we can report that indeed the National Drug Master Plan 2013-17 was reviewed and the draft was developed accordingly. Moving to the last program within welfare services, the last two is HIV and AIDS, with a target to provide training to trans organizations on how to implement psychosocial support, and indeed it was not just 300, but it was an increase of 182 or more than what we had targeted. To train, we also had another target to train the community-based organizations on community-based information management system, which is CIPIMS, and indeed all CPOs were trained in that regard. We also had a target to do training on performance implementers on the social behavior change, and this we see an increase as 100, and we had more than 500, we ended up having 2009 of the implementers being trained, and finally we are also to conduct a institutional analysis on the community-based work. And a desktop report on the social analysis for community care workers was conducted in that regard. The final program is relating to the rights of persons with disability. There were two targets that appeared in our previous annual performance plan, which one was for us to update a draft policy on disability services, and the draft policy was presented in various forums, including the Welfare Services Forum, and this was done in February 2017, and it's been updated, and input has been received accordingly. Another target finally was to develop two national strategic frameworks for the implementation of the White Paper on the Rights of Persons with Disability, and two frameworks on universal access, as well as design and reasonable accommodation were developed. And this has been released. This was released in November 2016 for public comment. So you can see a summary of all the targets that they had. They were able to meet fully 93, and it was only 7% that could not be achieved. Going to the final program, which is program 5, which is about social policy, research and policy development, but that's where other programs such as community development, NPO, population and development, special projects are located. One of the targets are for us to develop and review one social policy in collaboration with the relevant directorate, and by the end of the financial year, the unit was able to review the victim empowerment policy, and this was done in collaboration with the victim empowerment unit. Also was for the social policy program to develop and disseminate four policy briefs, and by the end of the financial year, four policy briefs were developed and disseminated widely. Moving to special projects and innovation was where expanded work program in terms of our contribution towards this is located. One of the targets of the two were to create 1,252,000 work opportunities, and we had to do that through the expanded public work program, social sector, in which we contribute to. And by the end of the financial year, we did not fully meet this target. It's only less than 10,000 of those that you could be able to work opportunities that we're able to create. And this is because of two reasons. One, it is not only provinces that were able to capture the work opportunities in time, and some provinces had challenges and difficulties in terms of providing information within their M&E system. And I'm sure honored members might be aware, and the public works have been talking at length in terms of the difficulties in terms of the usefulness and how this would trend the M&E system that they have is able to be giving challenges, especially to our provincial, and those need to provide information. So it's a bit slow, and they are looking to. Another target was for the under EPWP was to provide social development services to 60 community work program sites, and by the end of the financial year, we almost doubled in terms of the number that we were able to. To provide a service to community works program sites, we have provided in all the provinces. Moving to population policy unit, still under program 5, was for the unit to draft policy plus 20 and progress review on thematic papers, and this was produced. We also had a target to connect and evaluate the fourth UNFPA country program through the National Country Forum, and this was fully met. Also, the target was to coordinate and monitor the implementation of the National Adolescent Sexual Reproductive Health Report Framework, and the framework strategy implementation was coordinated and monitored accordingly as per to our target. Moving to registration and monitoring of the non-profit organization as one of our key functions, we had a target to process 90% of all NPO, 90% of NPO registration applications, and we are committed to do this within 60 days, which is 2 months since the day of receipt. And I will say that this was not fully met, not 99, but it was 97% of those that were able. So we had received 28,860, but it was only 29,601 of applications that we were able to process. And the reasons being, for the deviation is that the NPO system was unavailable from the 25th of April until the 24th of June, and because of the technical error, and of course this obviously led to delay in terms of processing of those particular applications. We also had a target to conduct NPO roadshows in 80 local municipalities. This was far exceeded, not only 80, but it was 101. Of the roadshows in 94 local municipalities, and this was done across the provinces. With a target as well to train 3,000 NPOs on governance as well as NPO, that is in line with the NPO Act, and this was exceedingly achieved as 4,077 NPOs were trained on governance and compliance. This is in line with the NPO Act. Another target was to process 95% of NPO reports in 60 days, and this was fully met, and finally was to conduct the extended sector consultation on the sector funding policy, and the extended sector consultation sessions were conducted, and the DSC sector funding policy and supporting documents are in place as we are presenting this. Finally, on the community mobilization and empowerment, we had a target to submit community development practice policy for approval, and this was fully met. We also had an target to assess community development capability against community development norms and standards, and this was done. Another target where we seem to have over or exceedingly achieved our target was where we were the target to reach 450 wards through the community outreach program. As you can see, honorable members, this was even four times in terms of what we achieved at 2058, instead of 450 wards were reached through the community outreach program. We had another target of youth to develop youth mobilization guideline, and this was developed and also to review the guideline of the youth structures. Finally, relating to poverty alleviation, that's where the Food for All program or the Health Food Nutrition program. We are targeted to develop a framework where we are linking the cooperatives to economic opportunities in the DFD, and indeed the framework was developed, and also we also aim to develop a women empowerment framework for this sector. And finally, the last two targets was where we want to make sure that 50,000 as a target people were accessing food through the community nutrition development sectors, and this was overachieved as a total of 302,357 people were reached by the end of the financial year to make sure that they're able to access community nutrition and development sectors, which are funded by GFNC food. We also had a target finally to assess the social development sector food security and nutrition process, and an assessment on that regard was undertaken by the end of the year. So that leads me to the end of how the program performance is. So you can see in program five, there was a target, the program it was able to meet 78% of all the targets that they have. It was only 12% that they could not meet fully by the end of the financial year. Now moving to the last section, which is the expenditure in terms of the finances of the department. The department was appropriated over 147 million, and indeed, Chairperson, as you noted, by the end of the financial year, we had fully used 99.6% of that particular budget. I did explain previously in terms of the discrepancy regarding the performance as well as the expenditure related to this. If we look at the programs in terms of how they're spent, program one has spent 99.8, program two 99.5, the program three is 100%, and that's where you could see in terms of the economic classification. In terms of the transfers, it was 99.6. The COEs, it was 99.9%. And the payment of capital assets, that's where we did not seem to have spent much, it is only 58.8%. But we do in the next slide provide the reasons for under expenditure per program. So the most notable under expenditure, number one, related to program two, is related to the social assistance. And the underspending mainly relates to the low spending, as I did indicate in the performance, that in terms of the projections relating to the foster care, because of the lapsing of the court as well as disability old age as a result of lesser than anticipated projects. So we had projected more, but it was a low turn-up or low uptake than what we projected. So that 583 million under expenditure on program two relates to that low spending on those specific three grants, which is foster care, disability, as well as the old age grant. Program four, it relates to the under expenditures are on two issues. Number one, it relates to the delays in the planned project for building and feed structures, to the amount of 2.9 million, as well as the non-payment of some of the NPOs due to the fact that the department has taken a position where it remains strict in terms of the compliance. So they were non-compliant, and this then accounted for about over 2.4 million of those NPOs in terms of the transfer that could not be actioned as a result of that, and related to the two NPOs in particular, which is the South African Cancer for social service profession, which is 1.7 million, as well as the apostolic faith mission, which is at the amount of 723 million. The last area of underspending relates to program 5, and this is the result of the underspending mainly relating to the non-payment of the organization, Soul City in particular, as well as the same reason as in program 4 of other NPOs, which relates to non-compliance. And this is just a million pounds. So the next slide, then, Honorable Chairperson, provides, sorry, save time, but it provides the details for each program in terms of how each program from program one has spent. And as you will note, that all the programs from program one, program five, have spent almost 100% or 99.6% on average in terms of the finances. I will then hand over back to you. That's where it ends, without providing a much more on details on the breakdown of each program in terms of the finances. But I did try and relate the fact that there seems, of course, that the juncture between the finance as well as the performance. And not that there was nothing that was spent, but there's been some back from 2010 substantial programs that could have been done and money being spent to try to achieve 100% or fully some of those particular targets. I thank the Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Member Seth.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
members to interact with the maybe come back to that. Let us start with Honorable Zwane, Honorable Kamula, Honorable Hati, Honorable Samsa. Those are here that have been. Where are those problems? because you're calling the computer and so on, and you want to see the performance of the person in a computer. Not unless I miss it, but you will correct me and direct me accordingly. And there is this agency that is called South African Food Security and Development Agency. It's a non-profit organization which is in KwaZulu-Natal. And when I read, it is actually in all the provinces. It can take the end away from the country. It takes the end away. Where is this agency? What is the country? Does it replace the voucher that the FDA used to issue out? Now it is in the whole process of the distribution of food that are distributed. Where are they? Are they distributing everything? Are they keeping the province? What is their function